Mary has chosen the better part. We in life are faced with many choices, many options, many decisions. Some we choose will lead us closer to God, and therefore we will be consoled, even in difficult moments and difficult times. But some of our decisions, the things that we prefer, will actually lead us to sadness and cause desolation and darkness in our life. But we get to choose. In front of the Israelites, Moses put forth the choice for them. He says to choose life or choose death, choose the blessing or choose the curse, to choose God, but you make the choice. But he encouraged them to choose life, to choose God, to choose happiness, to choose peace. Scientifically, some say that in any given day, we can make up to 36,000 different decisions. The question is, out of those 36,000 decisions that we make, how many of those do we go to the Lord and ask for His guidance, for His wisdom, so that we can be consoled in our decision? We are invited to never make decisions when we're desolate. We're not thinking right. We're not thinking clearly. We tend to cause ourselves to be even more desolate, more dark by our decisions. We should never make decisions or choices in times when we're desperate or we're filled with grief. The Lord invites us to choose the better part, meaning to go to Him, to run to Him, to pray to Him, so that the darkness can be transformed into light and our heaviness, our burdens, can be filled with light. Even the Lord says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. Come to me, learn from me, and you will find rest for yourselves." He says, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." Our choice should always be Christ. That is the better part, to always choose life, to choose Him, and He will take care of everything. Psalm 37 says for us, surrender to God and He will do everything for you. Our Lord is faithful in good times and bad, in sickness and in health. God is always there, but God does not cause our desolation. There are times when we feel that life is going bad. We feel that God is punishing us. God does not cause your desolation. God only wants to console us, to love us, to bring us joy and happiness and peace. But how many times do we choose the worst part? We make bad and poor decisions, and then we blame God for it. But if you do good, the saints say that you get all the glory and you give none to God. Rather than running to God, what are you running to? What are you running from? And why aren't you running to the Lord? Martha reminds us today that there are times we choose our own energy. We choose our own knowledge, imperfect that it is. We rather try to be strong and independent rather than being dependent on the Lord, who says, surrender to me and I will do everything for you. Today, we're shown that if there's a desolation, that we go to God. The second we go to God, we're already being consoled. But how many times do we choose to make poor decisions, and we run to things that we know are not good for us. We run to things that we know are going to leave us empty. We run to things that are going to make us feel alone and isolated. And then we feel guilty because we've run to the wrong thing. We can never choose to sin. We can never discern whether we should sin or not. Sin is not an option. Sin is not a choice for us. For us, we should always choose God. He is the way, the truth, and the life that the Father has given us. He will always console us, even in those grieving and difficult times. You all know what it feels like to lose a loved one and the grief and the sorrow that it causes. And we know what it feels like to lose a job and to be unemployed. We know what it's like to have a financial hardship. We know what it feels like to be betrayed, where people have broken our trust. We know those feelings. And yet we choose to run to things that are not good for us. We choose friendships that are not good for us. We choose desolation. We choose darkness. We choose sorrow. We choose grief. But in that sorrow and that darkness, if we choose God, He'll bring light to any dark situation. Scripture says that in God we see light itself, that if we put ourselves in the presence of God, then God will help us to choose the thing that's going to bring us freedom, that's going to cause joy, that's going to make us feel consoled. And we never want to leave consolation, and we never want to remain in desolation. But God doesn't cause the desolation, but He certainly causes consolation, and He's the only one that can console us in those moments of grief. You're going to make a lot of choices throughout your life. And the question is, how many of those are you going to choose the better part? Mary shows us today to go to the Lord, to ask the Lord for counsel, for direction, to pray to Him. And at that moment, that consolation is never going to be taken from us. Even though the enemy wants to pull us away, even though the enemy wants to drag us down into our past, into our brokenness, into our sinfulness, once we're consoled, we can't have that taken from us. Doesn't mean we're not going to have desolations and despair and moments of darkness in our life. It just means we don't have to do that alone. God is there with us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? In all those difficult times, in good times and bad, in sickness and health, our Lord is faithful to the covenant. He's always there, willing to console us if we turn to Him. Look at Abraham. Abraham had to lose the life that he knew. He made a choice to follow God in everything. And even today, he consoles God by serving Him with great joy. The Lord reminds us that we are to know Him intimately, to love Him with all our heart, and to serve Him passionately and faithfully. But we can't serve the people we don't love, and we can't love the people that we don't know. Our Lord is inviting us that in those moments to come to pray to Him, to know Him intimately, to love Him profoundly, and let Him minister to you so that you can minister to Him. Allow the Lord to love you. That's what He wants. God didn't cause your desolation. God only wants to bring light. He wants to console you and transform any darkness in your life into great light. But you get to choose.